Welcome to the Shipping Podcast, a multi-fandom podcast for the shipper in you. Hosted by Shirazade, your friendly mod, OTP shipper, and fandom old.
Despite my guest's username, episode 29 is our first foray into Game of Thrones with the pairing of Brienne and Tormund. I knew Brienne from Gifteds on my Tumblr dash, but having only seen season 1 of the show, I had to be told who Tormund was. Luckily, Team Raylo is the perfect person to introduce me to this ship. But what's a ship, you might ask? It's an abbreviation for relationship and can be used as a noun or verb. I ship Kirk / Spock, or my favorite ship is Spirk. Meaning, you would like to see Star Trek's Kirk and Spock as a couple, and are using one of the popular ship names, smushing their names together in a way that can be cutesy or cringy, depending on your point of view. This podcast will be zero judgment, 100% scree, as fans talk about their ships, why they ship them, and which fanworks might make you ship them too. At the end, each guest will nominate the next fan to talk about their OTP, that's one true pairing, i.e. they ship the love the most, creating a multi-ship, multi-fandom chain of interviews, het, i.e. straight couples, / meaning same-sex pairings, fictional characters or real people, the only limit is the imagination. Sound like something you might enjoy? Please give it a listen and let me know what you think. The Shipping Cast is hosted on shippingcast.fandomish.net, that's fandom, ish.net, where you can find show notes and subscribe on various podcasting platforms. There's also a Tumblr at shippingcast, a Twitter at shipping_cast, or you can email me on the shippingcast@fandomish.net, where you could also send me a recorded voice message for inclusion in a future show. I'm very open to questions and opinions about the ships we talk about or shipping in general, so please get in touch. Because I've had to start paying for pro accounts for this podcast, I set up a Patreon on patreon.com/shippingcast, in addition to the Ko-fi and PayPal links that you can find on shippingcast.fandomish.net/support. Would you like me to record some episodes that cover more general aspects of fandom instead of being limited to ships? One of the Patreon perks is special episodes, and you can even vote on the topics. A note in advance. As mentioned before, this podcast is a judgment-free zone. My guests are here to share what they love, not to defend themselves. We ship and let ship here, and any flames, i.e. hateful messages, will be used to roast marshmallows, to use old-school fandom lingo. This expression dates me, I know. I'm actually 39 now, and have been writing fanfiction since I hit puberty. However, I only joined online fandom in 2001, which was also when I started writing fic in English. My native language is Swiss German, in case you were wondering, and I have the equivalent of an MA in Cultural Anthropology, Media Studies and German Literature. These days I work an admin job in the renewable energy sector, and I spend my free time consuming media in the form of books, movies, TV shows and podcasts. I find fandom fascinating, not just as a creative outlet in the form of writing, reading and gifting, but as a cultural phenomenon. I hope I'm not the only one who loves to hear people talk about their passions, and there are few things fans are more passionate about than their ships. The ship that we focus on in each episode is clearly stated in the title, so if you think that the ship will cause you distress or anger, please skip the episode. It's also quite likely that there'll be spoilers, so in the immortal words of River Song...
Spoilers.
Brienne and Tormund were never one of the big ships in the Game of Thrones fandom, but Team Raylo was attracted to them right away. She makes a very good case as to why they could have made a great pairing. And as always, we get sidetracked a little bit. As should probably be expected from someone with her username, one of our detours was about Rise of Skywalker and Raylo. You can listen to that bit at the very end, after the credits. But let's dive right in.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea, to a land across the sea.
Hi, Team Raylo!
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hi, great.
Hi.
Great.
I'm glad to hear it. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
and for being willing to talk about our very first Game of Thrones ship.
No, greatest. My ship is the first one. I'm honored.
Yes, it is. It is. But before we get into that, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I'm Tim Raylor, previously known as Tim Tormund, as I was in Game of Thrones fandom. Mm-hmm. I'm actively in fandom since, I think, when was after season 6 I joined somehow.
Okay.
Yeah, and since then I was involved in Bremund shipping, Tormund. Yeah, and then after the season ended, also the series ended, I just, I don't know, I switched to Raylo because it was not going to be in Game of Thrones.
Well, it was kind of funny with Game of Thrones. I mean, I only watched the first season, and then they killed Sean Bean, and I was like, no.
Not again. My kind of
series. I was just like, everyone's mean in this show. I like to have like relatable protagonists. Everything's so dark and sad and killy.
Yeah.
So yes, I never, but yeah, but it's I have obviously a lot of fandom friends who are very much into Game of Thrones. And so I kind of, I know a little bit by fandom osmosis, but in a little while you're going to have to introduce, like, especially Tormund, because I don't know who that is.
Oh God!
I know Brienne because I know the actress. She's all, and I've seen like the pictures. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but before we get to that, So how do you know Elena, who nominated you?
Through Bremund. I started writing a fanfic on out AO3, and she commented a few times. Then I commented on her stuff, and then I found her on Tumblr, and I joined Tumblr to be able to talk to her more. And we are friends. Yeah.
Oh, that's great! Yeah, even without. Bremund? How do you pronounce this?
Bremund.
Bremund ship.
Yes.
Even now that that's no longer your main ship.
No. We met 2 years ago on a Comic-Con. And yeah, we have more to talk about than just ships.
The best kind of fandom friends.
Yes.
Become real friends.
Yes.
And so before Game of Thrones, what was like your fandom history?
It was not much. I was never really deep involved in fandom. I'm big Lord of the Rings fan and Hobbit and Middle Earth, but I never interacted much with within the fandom. I have books, I have movies, and I was fangirling for myself mostly. And I wasn't big in Game of Thrones before season 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just watched the season, saw Bremund happening, and read all this not so intelligent stuff that was written about it, and got angry, frustrated, and then I started writing my own stuff. I don't know. I was just bored, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Bored and lonely.
Yeah. Oh. And do you have, like, do you usually, like, okay, with only, like, Game of Thrones and, I guess, Star Wars as, like, your main fandoms, but do you usually, like, have one ship, or do you multi-ship, or how do you like to approach this?
I haven't thought about it. Only after this Bremund happened, I only realized what shipping is. Before, I watched this show and this movie, or I read the books. Oh, yeah, it could be cool if these two became together or something. But I never realized this shipping and this whole culture around it. So, and after Game of Thrones, after I got into it and started being more active on social media, Only then I realized it's a thing, and there's many other people who are doing it. And got involved.
And now you're a big Raylo fan, as your name.
Yes.
Yes, tells us. You must have been early to snag that username.
No, it was just when was it? Last summer. I was surprised that this name wasn't taken.
Yeah, me too.
I thought I have to come up with something else, but no, it was still empty. So, yeah, no, cool.
Oh, awesome. So it was obviously meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not actually talking about Star Wars today because we just had the Padme Anakin episode. But so like I said, I know kind of some things about Game of Thrones, like roughly, but like I said, I don't know who Tormund is, and I only know that Brienne is some sort of knight, and I don't know anything else. So please enlighten me.
Okay. So Brienne wasn't a knight all the time. She only got knighted in the final season. She was kind of a warrior, female knight-like warrior. And she was mocked and ridiculed by many people for that and for her looks, because she was considered ugly. And yes, it was too ugly, too manly, and she wasn't living the life of a lady, but of a warrior.
Yeah.
And Tormund is from the Free Folk, also known as Wildlings. There are some savages from beyond the wall. And they two meet in season 6, episode 3, I think. But they, until now, they don't meet in the books. So it's purely show, I think, that they met.
Show-based, okay. Yeah, that's good, because I know even less about the books than I know about the show.
Yeah.
I read the first one, I think, years and years ago, and I did not like it.
Yeah, I watched the first season. It came on TV here in Germany, and I watched it, and I was, it's kind of interesting. Then there are books, I read them, what happens next. Yeah, the books, they're okay, but not that great as well. So this show up until season 6, it was better than the books, because it's, in the book is more talking, explaining, talking. And here in the show, you need a show. What you have to explain in the books, you can show in the show, and it's more interesting and more involving.
And they actually, and Brienne and Tormund actually interact
in books. Not in the books.
No, not in the books. No, I mean in the show.
Yes, they met in season 6. Yeah, as I said.
And how did you start shipping it? Was there like a specific moment?
Yes, I predicted it. I was the only one who predicted it. Yes, I watched season 2, episode 2, and it was clear that Brienne and Sansa are going to the wall, to Castle Black, to meet Jon. And Tormund and his wildlings were still there. And I thought, this Free Folk, their value, strength, and they have this, their women fighting as well, because we have agreed in seasons 2 and 3, I think, as the first love interest of John. And in the book, there are also mentioned spear wives, also women who fight alongside men. If they meet Brienne, this ultimate female warrior, they must like her. Also, she would be goddess for them. And I wrote it in some small Russian forum, and a week later it happened. Brienne wrote in and into the castle, and Tormund was And the way Christopher played it, it was such... such entertaining and sweet and totally amazing. He was in love from the first moment.
Aww, how nice.
Yeah.
So that's actually canon.
What?
So they're a canon couple. No, I don't know anything.
No, no, they didn't become a couple. She ended up.
Ah, okay. But he was absolutely in love.
He was absolutely in love with her. But she ended up with Jamie, and Jamie left her then for Cersei again.
Yes, so. I actually saw that in the form of gift sets on my dash. Yeah, that's right. But were they together at all or never?
No, never. It was mostly one-sided from his side, which I also predicted that Brienne most probably would be too stuck up in her high-born Westerosi mindset to actually realize that this man really loves her, and that she might be happy with him. Instead of pursuing
for all the things that the regular like her society disliked.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I found so empowering and great. That if you considered ugly or whatever in the society you live in, there somewhere is someone who will love you exactly for the same things, not despite them but for them. And I thought
for them.
And I thought it's really beautiful if they came through with it, if they had the courage to make them happen. It would have been more beautiful instead let you get the beautiful asshole and then let be stood up in the snow.
But you know, that's what we have fan fiction for. Or we can, you know, explore what canon was too chicken to do.
Yes.
And do you have like favorite canon moments?
Yes, the first meeting, of course, is the way Tormund looks into her, totally in awe, like she's a goddess who came down to earth. And then in season 7, he has a dialogue with the Hound that he wants to make the babies with her. He wants a family that the children will be the greatest, mightiest warrior, and they will conquer the world. It was so sweet. and then the dialogue between him and the Hound, and the Hound said, "Yeah." She looks at you like she wants to cover you up and eat your liver. Yes, yes, exactly. he was so excited that she's so tough and ready to beat his ass.
And yes, and so you mentioned that you were pretty much the first one to see that this would happen.
Yes.
But what's the rest of fandom like? I mean, I know that you're not the only shipper.
Yes, I interacted mostly only on Tumblr. There weren't not much of really active shippers, so on Tumblr. I mean, I don't know, a couple dozens, and they were very active and creative. Eleni and some others. It was a fun time, and then there was a great amount of casual shippers. They didn't care about it much between the seasons, but when this came up, Twitter would blow out, "Oh, Tormund is so great! He loves Brienne so much!" Blah blah blah, and yeah. So it was mostly casual shippers and tight small core of us hardcore shippers.
And what sort of content was most did you mostly create, like fig gift sets, meta?
I brought a couple of fanfics. I made some manips, so photoshopped some photos. And what did I I know Eleni drew some amazing fan art. She's an amazing artist.
Yeah.
And others, also the usual fanfics, gifts. I gift almost everything involving Tormund from the behind the scenes stuff. Every second of him, I think. Yeah.
So there, yeah, so it wasn't because I just had the special episode on Patreon about rare pair shipping. So would you define them as a rare pair, or did you always feel like that there was a decent sized community for you to share your squee with?
I think they were rather rare because really though, the most people were just casual shippers who run with the flow. When it came up, then they cheered. When it didn't come up, then they didn't care about it. So the mostly it's a rare ship with quite a tight, small community. So, so far as I know, maybe there were some others tight, small communities, but the people I met, we weren't, you know, a couple of dozens.
Yeah. But you had a good time anyway.
Yes, it was amazing time. It was amazing time, really. I enjoyed it very much.
And did it like influence you in any way?
Yes, it's I've stayed since then quite active on social media, and then I get more involved in other fandom like Star Wars. I met some amazing people along the way. With whom I still friends, and yeah, it was great. It came at the right time, in the right amount, and gave me joy.
I guess it was probably a good ship to like start out with because you weren't like overwhelmed. You know, we'd like some. I guess if like Raylo had been your very first ship, it might have been difficult because there's such a controversy about it, and it's a huge fandom.
Brimund was very much controversial too. So we had
it.
Yes. There was a very strong shipping war going on from the very first. And somehow I found myself in the tip of it, on the front, and yeah, it was exciting.
Okay, so you're looking on the bright side.
Very
good.
I was more now with Raylo. I don't have power anymore to fight or something. But in my Brimund times, I was quite a fighter.
And you already you mentioned that you you gift a lot and you wrote some fic, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And is like, how productive are you? I know you already mentioned that you gift like practically every scene, so you. So you did find them a big service.
No, every scene from behind the scenes, not. From
behind the scenes,
yes. That were not so much. I had more time at that moment. And yeah, fic wise, it wasn't very productive. English is not my first language, so it took a little bit of time to get used to writing it. But I had, eight fics or something. One is not finished. I abandoned it at some point. Mostly gifts of Christopher. Because he was so fun.
Christopher is the actor
who plays Tormund, yes.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know anything. Just assume that I know nothing.
Then you don't know.
And what was like the most popular kind of fic or fan work? Like, were there lots of, well, lots of, but were they like mostly AUs or fixits for canon, or what sort of, not just you, but others as well?
Others, up until the finale, it was pretty much in canon fics, the most. Mm-hmm. There were a few like modern AU.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much good ones, sadly. Or maybe I have to high taste or something. But it was mostly in canon. So how mm-hmm. they proceed from this moment? How will they proceed from the next moment? And after it ended, there I saw a few fix, but I haven't read since. I don't know, have lost interest then.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
We move on.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we find our old delicious rec list, and suddenly we're back to reading random fic.
Yeah.
I'm not speaking from experience at all. that's what literally happened to me, like, a month ago, mm-hmm. when someone told me, oh no, you can still access your delicious Rex. You just have to, like, try it about five times, and then at some point you manage to log in.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, now I have 1,200 Rex in an HTML file.
Oh.
Yeah, it's, but it's been a bit of a blast from the past.
Mm, yeah, it's sometimes it's great too. But I think it's for me, it's not, it's too fresh to go back and to nostalgia about Game of Thrones.
It hasn't been over for that long.
It's not even a year, so yeah, maybe later. I come back and read it again.
And it was kind of fascinating how Game of Thrones, at one point, it was for years like this massive fandom. Everyone watched Game of Thrones, even people who weren't big genre fans or something. Like, I would go to work and they had seen Game of Thrones, and I was like, no, I haven't. Yeah, and then the finale, then the show ended, and it was like, boom, silence.
Yes. Yeah, that's what a bad finale brings with it. It's just erases.
Yeah, that seems to be.
It erases everything good what was before.
Yeah, that seems to be pretty unanimous. No matter from which side of fandom or shipping or whatever people came, everyone seems to have agreed that the finale wasn't good. Which is a pity, because people loved this show for such a long time.
Yes, it's really sad, because the finale was really, it was rushed. And the characters started doing things totally out of the character. The stupid ones suddenly became the intelligent ones. Then and then the other one became stupid, and it was a total mess. And now it's absolutely not. It should have been longer, maybe one more season, more exposure to some of the storylines. But the way it ended, it was just scrambled and rushed and just not good.
Ah, such a pity.
Yes.
Really. I was watching a Taiwanese BL show last year, end of last year, and it was like from an anthology series that until then had kind of been, you could trust them. There would be no dead gays on that show. They were guaranteed happy endings, which, you know, for LGBTQ content, that's still a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can't really, and then it was so cute. It was high school puppy love, really adorable. Mm-hmm. And up until the last 10 minutes of the second to last episode were suddenly very ominous.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last episode just went completely off the rails. And I love this show so much, and now I don't even want to think about it. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Why did you do this to me?
Yeah. It's kind of the same what happens to Star Wars now, and almost the same with Game of Thrones. Also,
yeah.
Game of Thrones was dark from the beginning, so we kind of expected it would end somehow dark and not happy ever after and whatever.
Yeah.
But they just twisted it in that way that it was just absolutely not logical. It could have stayed dark, but at least they could have followed the inner logic of their own story.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Yeah.
And that was what sets the people off, upsets the people.
Mm-hmm.
But they just didn't follow the logic. It became everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think they set themselves, also Dan and David, that they wanted, they didn't want any of the fan theories to come through, to come true or something.
And so that is a stupid reason to make plot choices.
Yeah, there are so many theories. You can subvert every one of them. And they tried, they came with this stupid thing that have absolutely no logic and no reason.
Yeah. You should be able to, like, to at least kind of predict something that makes sense from a character point of view, you know? That's not bad writing. That's good writing.
Yes.
If you look at an ending and like, oh yeah, I can see where that started.
Yeah, exactly. So this, the rules of storytelling, they haven't changed much since old Greeks. We follow the same storytelling, and it's good. And only geniuses or idiots don't follow them. Whoever made the show, Skrill wasn't a genius.
No, obviously not.
Yeah.
But just out of curiosity, what happens with Tormund and Brienne? I mean, I know they don't end up together, but what happens to them? I don't know.
Yeah, in the last thing together at this big feast after they defeated this Night King, and Brienne plays a game with other characters, and then Tyrion, the dwarf, said to her, "You are a virgin," and she gets really flustered about it and embarrassed. So I don't know why, because actually being a virgin in that in this society is actually a virtue. But okay, because she thinks he's ugly and blah blah, she gets embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
A virgin. She wants to go to her room. Tormund tries to follow her, but is stopped by Jaime. And that's all. Jaime goes to Brienne, sleeps with her, and then leaves her a week later.
Oh, okay. So this is like a typical like sliding doors moment.
Yes.
Do you know the movie with Gwyneth Paltrow and what's his name, the Scottish guy? I can't remember his name right now, but. But yeah, it's like that, you know, like if Jaime hadn't stopped Tormund, Tormund might have been the one.
Yeah, and if Tormund hadn't let himself been stopped, then
yeah.
And also what happened if he went to the room, but okay, whatever.
So I assume that there's at least a couple of fix with that premise, isn't there?
I think. I really haven't read much after the ending.
Yeah.
I know that there are many, many couple that, set a few years after the finale at all, where Brienne and Tormund meet again. I've written one myself, a short one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. There were some.
Yeah. And I don't know, is there anything else you'd like to share about the ship before we go to the recommendations?
I don't know.
If you have any?
Yeah, about the ship, I just want to say that shipping wars are the worst. So they're the worst. So ship and lead ship. whatever. It's all fictional. It's yes. No matter how they are acting towards each other, it's all fictional. And calling the man a rapist just because he looks lustfully after a woman, it's just too much. But really, yeah. Tormund did nothing just to look at her with obvious lust. And then the other faction of the war calls him a rapist for this.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think such thing as that's too much. So it's not worth to fight over it.
I mean, there have been shipping wars as long as there's been shipping, but I just never understand like the vitriol behind it. I mean, you can have like a friendly discussion, you know, like why you like or don't like a certain ship, and you know, but you don't. Yeah, come on.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's what I say. This whole podcast, zero judgment, 100% squee.
It's great.
So about the recommendations, do you have any? I mean, you mentioned that, like, for example, Elena made some fan art or something.
Yeah,
maybe we can link this.
Yes, and she had some on her Tumblr, of course. Then she showed a DeviantArt. I don't know if she still has it, but probably yes. And there was a good thing that I liked. It was modern AU, Easy by. I would probably never pronounce the name of the author, but it's just Ben and Tormund and Easy. I think the only one. And then I think it was pretty good one. From what I've read a little bit, this fix it, 10 years on. It's 10 years after the finale where Brienne and Tormund are going to meet again.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
and of course, people can visit your own AO3.
Yes, sure. There I'm still Team Tormund. So visit anytime.
Great. So, and have you started writing other like Raylo fixes as well?
No, there are many others who are better at it, and I don't have much time now to do it, and so really there are amazing people who can do it much better.
Yeah, that's quite a big fandom, isn't it? Yeah. There's a lot of choice.
Yeah, exactly. There are amazing artists who paint and draw and whatever. Amazing artwork, amazing fix, videos, music, all kind of stuff that you wanna have. They have it.
So you're spoiled for choice.
Yes.
Which must be a nice change.
Yeah.
After a rare pair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know the feeling that sometimes with the rare pairs, you're actually more motivated to create your own content because there's not much there.
Yes.
Well, in the big fandoms, you kind of get lost sometimes.
Yes, exactly. So I think my motivation at the time I started with my first fic was that I didn't really like what others have written up to the point. There were a few, and some were good, some were not so. And I just wanted to share what I think would happen in the next seasons.
And then
got involved, and the rest is history.
The rest is history, yeah. And you have lots of good memories.
Yes. Definitely.
Oh, that's great that your first proper shipping and fandom experience was such a good one.
Yeah. Well, I had kind of a little one with Hobbit and Kili and Tauriel.
Yeah.
But I wasn't much involved in this time. I just shipped it quietly for myself. But really, it was Brimund that brought me into the open.
Yeah. And now online fandom has you and won't let you go.
Yeah. I won't let go of the fandom.
Sorry?
And I don't want to let go of the fandom.
Yeah, exactly. Fandom is awesome. As long as you remember that it's supposed to be fun.
Yes. Yes. As long as fandom comes from fan and not from fanatic.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, thank you.
And I don't know, do you know who I will be talking to next?
Night, she's mostly Raylo, and then this Jude Cardan. Whoever it is, I don't know, I read the book, but she's very enthusiastic about it.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, if something is there, if there's chemistry, if there's interaction, they're all, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I thought too, why people ship Jaime and Brienne, the rival of Brienne and Tormund. I thought the why, and really they had chemistry and they had feelings for each other, but just like I preferred Brienne and Tormund because I thought it would it would be much more interesting and empowering. And the Brienne and Jaime shippers weren't happy either with the ending because they got the sex and then he left.
Yeah.
It was
I saw that. Oh yeah. It's completely possible to see both sides and still ship one side.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. I mean, we had two Percy Jackson episodes, and they both involved Percy, but two different people. And, I think both episodes were, both of my interview partners made a good case for their ship.
Like I said, ship and let ship. Just
exactly. That's a very nice, conclusion.
Yeah.
And people find you online, like on AO3, you already mentioned.
Yes, and
on Tumblr.
Tumblr with
Team Raylo. Yeah. And I'll put the links in the show notes as always.
Okay.
Okay, great. So thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for inviting me. It was
And I even managed without coughing all over you, so that's good.
Yeah, that was my first interview too, and I was pretty excited and nervous, but I think I managed it.
Yes, you did very well.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Great.
Thank you. So, have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
I took a trip on a great big ship to a land across the sea. To a land across the sea.
This wraps up the 29th episode of the Shipping Podcast. I had a thoroughly good time talking with Team Raylo, and I hope you enjoyed listening. I know we didn't do a lot of recs, but the ones we did mention can as always be found in the show notes on shippingcast.fandomish.net. That's fandomish.net. The next episode will be released on March 27th, earlier for Patreon supporters, and I'll be talking with Alyssa, aka Night Owl 29, about Jude and Cardan from the young adult fantasy book series The Folk of the Air. If you don't want to wait so long, you can always join the Patreon at $3 or more and check out the special episodes there. The most recent being a roundtable chat about rare pair shipping with previous interview partners Nick, Mia, Kimmy and Fo. Remember to listen to the very end of the credits for a little bit of chit-chat about the woes of Reylo fans in the wake of Rise of Skywalker. You can follow and get in touch on Tumblr as ShippingCast, on Twitter as Shipping_cast, and you can email me on theshippingcast@fandomish.net. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think of the podcast and the ships we've been covering. You can find the podcast on all major and some minor podcasting platforms. A full list can be found on shippingcast.fandomish.net/subscribe. As mentioned before, if you want to get the next episode the moment I finish it, at least one day early, you can become a patron on patreon.com/shippingcast. This also has some other nice rewards, like extra episodes on other fandom topics, and that way you can help me pay for the necessary pro accounts for the podcast. Also, I'm hoping to one day be able to afford transcripts to make the podcast more accessible. There's also the option to send me a one-time donation on ko-fi.com/shirazade or via PayPal to webmistress@shirazade.net. All these options are also described on shippingcast.fandomish.net/support. And you can help me totally for free by leaving reviews or simply spreading the word to other fans. I'm Shirazade, spelled Shirasade, and you can find me as such on Tumblr, AO3, YouTube, Pillowfort, Dreamwidth, and on shirazade.net, although I'm not active on all of them. I've also joined Mastodon as shirazade@fandom.inc with a K. Podcast artwork was created by the wonderful Little Zion. The music is Sailor Song by the Peerless Quartet. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, you are the captain of your ship.
Reylo is quite active at the moment, especially since this finale was not satisfying either. We have this bring Ben Solo back campaign going on Twitter and Reylo love and whatever. So we're fighting for our.
Okay. I think it's very fascinating that Rise of Skywalker, you know, they gave us a Reylo kiss and everyone hates it.
Yes.
Like all the shippers are very, very unhappy with, you know, they gave it like a romantic interpretation of their relationship, but no one is happy.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah. We are happy about the kiss, but we are not happy about what happens right after. Because it's not happen after a kiss.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, like the movie says, yes, they're in love, but oh, oops, we kill him.
Yes, at least they should have killed Bob. Then wouldn't be, you know, Romeo and Juliet tragedy, but really killing one and leaving the other soulmate to live alone. Yeah, that's absolutely great.